delighted to be joined by members of Juventus Club Dublino and also the CEO of Pieta House, Brian Higgins. First off, can you just introduce yourselves? Mario first.
Yeah, my name is Mario Borza and I'm the chairman of the Juventus Club Dublino. It's the very first ever Juventus official club in Dublin. And it'll be our second year running, and hopefully we're going into the third year, no doubt.
Ricardo, obviously, we kind of know each other a little bit through one of our mutual, a member of Team 33 in Richard Chambers. So yourself, you're obviously a Juventus fan, I do know that from before. And how did you get involved in the club?
So we started all in a match. I was looking for, I wanted to organize my own club, but then I realized that there was a Juventus Dublin club and it was quite hard to find at the beginning. So I stepped into and I helped the guys to evolve in the social networks. And so that's what I do. I do all the social network work and I try to do as well merchandising. But most importantly, I try to get all the people that not only like Juventus, but Serie A as well, everybody together.
And I suppose before we get touch on the event really, what is like how big is the scene in terms of the support for Italian clubs in this country and maybe in Dublin particularly? Is it big or is it something that's actually just a select few people?
No, in general, overall, it's a huge support from the Italian national team to individual clubs of Serie A and even Serie B like Frosinone. It's a very huge support. When it comes to Juventus, we've realised that now we're officially 107 members, but you probably can multiply that by four or five over because there's way more from the north of Ireland people trying to contact us and Cork, that is south of Ireland. So I reckon there's a lot out there. And as I said, we're just a young club. We're officially recognised by Juventus and we're just getting together and hopefully grow bigger.
Yeah.
With the help of a committee, we've a good committee, strong committee, a lot of energy and young people. And Ricardo's on there and hopefully we'll do it.
Yeah. I suppose turning to the event itself, you said this kind of second year you've been kind of doing something similar. What kind of inspired you to do these kind of events, first of all? Ricardo, maybe yourself.
Well, when I actually joined, they already did the event, and that's something that as well I wanted to help them out because I think is a good way to bring into this community of people that they love football, but they love as well personal like Schillaci, and do this as a charity gala. But I'm pretty sure that as Mario said, the committee that Juventus has as per today. That's where it all began, like years and years ago. I wasn't even there, but like I'm trying to learn from from the chairman here present. But I'd say Mario can give you more insights into that.
Yeah, so the event this year, it's Paki Bonner and Toto Schillaci, which is obviously a very big Italian 90 vibe. And we will remember Toto Schillaci for not in a good way, certainly. But it's happening at the Radisson Blu Hotel, which is obviously in Dublin City Centre, Dublin 2. June 19th. And can you just tell us what people who go there can expect in terms of that particular night?
Well, obviously, it's going to be a great night. And we open the doors at 7 o'clock. And what will happen is a champagne reception. And then at 7:30, you'll enter the hall with there's a four-course meal going to be served. And during the four-course meal, we're going to have a bit of surprise, but let's say models coming through the tables, and there'll be raffles, there'll be auctions of paintings of the players, there'll be introductory of Pieta House and the Juventus Club Dublino, and then eventually as the night goes on, there'll be a band performing live. It's Runaways, they're called, from Drogheda, well, part of Dublin and Drogheda. And there'll be, after that, there'll be a DJ. So the whole event will run from 7 till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's a long day as well.
A very long day, but a very packed one as well. Pieta House's involvement, obviously, it's for a really good cause. And we know the kind of work that you guys do in the area of suicide and also depression and that kind of area. How did you kind of get involved in this particular event?
We were very fortunate. My connection to Italian football is fairly limited. admittedly, though, the only football I've ever seen live was in Italy.
Yeah.
So that's okay. But no, we were very lucky to be approached by the club.
Yeah.
And they told us that they wanted to choose us as the charity for the event. and if we would be happy to do that. And of course, we're absolutely delighted. I mean, for us, it meets a huge number of objectives. It's the struggle for us in suicide prevention is to try and target men, and particularly young men. And this is a fantastic route for us to get that message across. But anything really that puts forward the message of suicide prevention and lets people know that PID exists and that our services are here for anyone that needs them is something that we really, really appreciate. And especially when it's wrapped up in a great night.
Yeah. And I suppose, Mario, there you touched on kind of auctions and that. And obviously that's another way kind of it's raising funds for the work you do as well.
Yeah.
Overall as well, what kind of projects are you kind of working on at the moment, even beyond this event, but just in general?
We have 15 centres now across Ireland. We opened the newest one in Donegal just 2 weeks ago. And essentially we have three sets of services. We have prevention services, and primarily we have a new program that will roll out in September, and it's the Resilience Academy. And the principle of it is we will work with young people in schools on that principle that life isn't easy. And in life not being easy, it's about talking to young people about the fact that ultimately they will get knocks. And it's about building resilience, acknowledging your weakness, and trying to protect yourself. But at the same time, realizing ultimately that if none of us attack each other, none of us need to defend. So the Resilience Academy is rolling out in September. We have our intervention services, which are what most people would know PID for. And they're the psychotherapy services we have across the country for anyone who is actively suicidal or anyone who engages in self-harm. And then since last July, we've had the bereavement services that we offer and the National Helpline for Suicide.
Yeah, and I suppose, as you kind of touched on already, football is, and given that it's an issue that it affects, you know, all genders, all ages, but particularly men, it's an area that's worth kind of raising awareness, and football is obviously the perfect way to kind of put a message out there.
It is. We're very proud. We've had some fantastic relationships with the IRFU and the GAA. And if this gives us a way into the soccer community, that's fantastic for us too. Because ultimately, if you look at what a team does, if you look at what the club does, it's a way of bringing people together. It's a way of harnessing energies and interests in specific areas. It's a way of particularly very much men bringing them together. And, you know, we're four men in a room. We are not good at talking. Mm-hmm. We're all able to talk in this because it's a radio interview.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if we're asked to talk about our emotions and how we feel, if we're asked to talk about what really impacts on us, chances are it's a short conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it diverts into, let's go for a pint, or let's go out and get a bite to eat, or I'm busy, I have to go somewhere else. So we need to access men. We need to let men know that, you know, we're as vulnerable as anyone else. And if you think about football, the work that is done on conditioning, the work that's done on making men fit for the position they play in, get teams ready to play other teams, there's a huge science that goes into that. But how much science goes into the mental preparation and the emotional preparation? Because the vulnerabilities there are perhaps the highest vulnerabilities. And, you know, if you look at, there was a great documentary on during the week about the McGuigan stable for boxing. And there was a young guy that lost a fight and he was absolutely desolate for a few weeks. And that's the reality is, you know, he is peak condition as any footballer is. One injury. I'm just looking across the table here and there's quite a few injuries to at least one hand. But those injuries can have a massive impact on a career. They can have a massive impact on the person. And sadly, they can have a massive impact on someone's life.
Yeah. And for yourselves, you chose Pieta House, and what kind of inspired you to kind of go down that route?
Well, can I just rewind something about the club itself?
Yes.
Because just the message we want to bring across, it's not just a typical fan club or ultras or, you know, just a football club. Obviously, yes, it's love for Juventus. I'm Italian-Irish. I became Juventus fan in 1980 when Liam Brady actually started a sign for Juventus. I happened to be in Italy in school over there. But anyway, we came back here and, you know, we were living here. We decided to do this, decided to do a sort of a football club, but a social, and to help people as well, because I have in my family been touched as well with people that had depression. And, you know, it's not easy and it's not nice, but we were lucky that there was people out there that helped us to cope with things,
yeah,
in certain situations. So, Peterhouse came about last year. As I said, we went with Johnny Giles because I coach as well, so we wanted to help kids. This year, we decided, as I said, because personally I was touched, so I put it through the committee, and this is why not. There's a lot of people touched of this. A lot of people don't even know, they're not aware of a lot of, you know, what's happening inside people's minds. Mm-hmm. And so we're about not just football, but even to create events to raise money and help really people that really need help.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of our big, and we can only do this by, you know, creating these events and bringing these legends that were our kids.
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, these were our legends.
Yeah.
It's the only way probably we can touch them, you know, see them. And this is what it's all about. Like, you know, it's as I said, it doesn't stop just going to the pub, drinking a beer and cheering for your team. It's a lot more than this.
Yeah.
I think, absolutely, as Mario says, it isn't a club, it's community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a community for Italians in Ireland. It's a community for Irish in Ireland. And community is what it's all about, because that's the social fabric is the strength of the community.
Yeah.
And this is so beneficial on so many levels to people across the country.
Yeah, and I suppose, Ricardo, just on that point of kind of community, when, you know, regardless of what nationality or whatever you are, it is nice to have something there to go to that maybe, you know, that, you know, is welcoming for you, I guess.
Absolutely. What I'm trying to do with the club as well is that bring people that they just arrived here. We're talking about young people that they came to Ireland to learn English or to study or to start working, and they have no family, no friends, they don't know no one. There's only one thing that we all share, which is the love for Juventus and the love for the football.
Mm-hmm.
So people, they might see us in the pub drinking a beer, but it's even beyond that. We go out for meals, we talk about, we play football together, we try to gather with not just Italian people, it's a huge community. And in Ireland itself, there is a lot of Serie A fans, and you will be surprised on how many clubs there is outside there. And we are trying to get them all together, because seeing these young people that they are 21, 22, their first experience abroad, no family, most likely no mommy, as an Italian person, you know, is quite important, okay? You need to understand that for them it's quite hard to maybe make friends or maybe understand how life works around here in Dublin. What is the, how do you do things around here?
Mm-hmm.
So the club is not just for seeing football, to see matches together, but it's as well that we are there to help people. I helped a lot of people to find a job. I help a lot of people to find a place to stay. Because that's why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
To create a community that we can actually help each other out.
Which, if I was to use the Barcelona phrase, Mescun Club, it's almost that same philosophy, almost.
Absolutely.
I suppose to talk about the personalities that are going to be there, obviously Paddy Bonner is one of the most charitable people. I've met him a couple of times, we've had him on the show a couple of times, true charity gigs almost as well. And obviously Toto Scilacci, an Italian legend from the 1990 World Cup. What inspired you to bring both of those people here?
Well, we obviously wanted to bring a very top legend Juventus player, and my sources in Italy asked him about Toto Scilacci because of the fact that going back to 1990, I know that there probably could be a lot of tomatoes thrown there that night. Joking. But, you know, just want to bring Scilacci because we said we want to create an event that would, you know, make noise, and Scilacci would be probably the person that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, and what about Paddy Bonner? Or could have been anybody else from that national side. There was Ray Houghton, there was Paul McGrath, there was Ronnie Whelan, there was a lot of them. But just Paddy Bonner came straight to mind because he's the one that conceded the goal. So, you know, it was just this to make this banter. I don't know.
Banter, it'll be good fun between the two of them.
It's
anyway,
a good fun, yeah. And I just can't wait to see them together when they start asking questions of each other, or somebody will, and the MC on the night, that will create this atmosphere and relive the 1990. I mean, 1990 here was everybody just stopped working.
A nation held its breath, I think, is the phrase. I'm assuming you were watching those games.
I was watching it with all the destitution of that final goal as anybody got. It was 14 years of age watching it up north. And but I mean, we've made contact with the Nobel Committee to see if there's any chance of a peace prize coming out of the event on the 19th. And, you know, fingers crossed, in the world where there's lots of acts of aggression, this is an interesting act of peace.
It certainly is.
It's a peaceful one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I suppose to finish off, just details of the event for people who may be interested in going. So June 19th and...
Yeah, it's June 19th, the Radisson Blue Hotel in Dublin, and doors open at 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. There's still tickets available out there, €80 per ticket. It's a four-course meal. The event is for charity. Mm-hmm. Number one is for Peter House. We are a non-profit organization, and we are officially recognized by Juventus. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I just invite people to support this event. I won't say us; it's this event is for Peter House, and coming along there, it's going to be a great night. If they don't, they're going to miss a big, big chance to see two legends.
Yeah,
probably going to have great fun together, and all of us put together. And the chance to, you know, to help a good cause, which is Peter House.
Certainly.
I think it's a great opportunity to say a huge thanks on behalf of Peter House to the guys, to the committee for choosing us, and to the club. And maybe just for anyone who's listening who might think, actually, Peter House, that's maybe I need them. If they want to ring our free phone helpline number, it's 1-800-247-247. And there's a counsellor there to answer the call any time of the day or night.
Great. Brian, thanks a million for coming in and taking the time. Ricardo, same to you.
Thank you.
And Mario.
Thank you
very
much. Brilliant.